From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello everyone, it's Rick, VK4LW from the Caboolture Radio Club. Just letting everyone know our Hamfest is happening on Saturday the 16th of July. Entrance fee is $5, tables are $20, and it all opens at 9 a.m. We'll be having a barbecue breakfast, which with ham and bacon rolls and sausages and tea and coffee. We're going to have it at the Caboolture Scout Grounds, and that is located at 169 Smiths Road, Caboolture. Any more information, like how to book and all that sort of stuff, is available on our Facebook page or our webpage, VK4QD. I'll see you there, 73s.
Hello. I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. It seems there is a certain confusion as to what is happening in the sun, and what will be the effect on HF radio in the immediate few years. Certainly people are sitting confused in front of rigs, which are lacking the traffic of just a few months ago. As they say, time will tell. You might have noticed that radio in various guises has been well in the news in the past week. If you go for big, then the news of the world's largest radio telescope being completed in China would rattle your cage. If you think of this device as a very low-noise receiver, sighted in a very low-noise environment, and erected with a very large antenna, you sort of get the idea. And just for more excitement, NASA beamed the dock, undock, and redock of the unmanned supply vessel at the International Space Station. This is like having the best radio-controlled rocket to play with, and viewing it all in high-definition video. Whilst mankind has sent an unmanned probe beyond the solar system, and has rovers probing the surface of Mars, and sending telemetry and a sort of digital slow-scan imaging back to Earth, it was another feat of space exploration that was in the news last week. Fancy sending a craft on a journey to examine the largest planet, Jupiter, and its moons, and having it put itself in an orbit with a rocket burn, only out by 1 second. If you think listening for return signals from moon bounce can be edgy, then think of the tension in mission control waiting for the confirmation of reaching orbit. By the way, have you seen the frequency that is being used? And they say microwaves are line of sight. The radio amateur, the technology that this great innovation employs, is the same as we use, but refined and designed for its special purposes. Have we got a great hobby or what? I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.